The LePage administration last year announced a plan to devote almost $5 million in state and federal money to medication-assisted treatment for opioid addiction, especially for people who don't have health insurance. The Opioid Health Home Program was supposed to be a big step forward in comprehensively dealing with the opioid crisis. But from the beginning, there have been concerns that it was too complicated to work. And as the Portland Press Herald reports today, some of those concerns seem to be borne out. In a memo, the Department of Health and Human Services says the program has so far only treated about 50 people, only five of whom were uninsured. Mallory Shaughnessy is executive director of the Alliance for Addiction and Mental Health Services Maine, a trade group that represents providers. She says often people with dealing with opioid use disorder are also dealing with several other issues.
They are having trouble with housing. They're having trouble with jobs. They don't necessarily have a job. They don't have insurance. They are in a bad place in their life at that time, and they need help pulling the pieces together again for recovery. When we talk about recovery and a recovery-oriented system of care, we talk about those other pieces, the housing, the some purpose in your life, some job, something that you're doing, and trying to pull all those pieces together when you're struggling with opioid use disorder is very hard. So it added that level of care, which is great, would be great to have. Currently, you can't get care coordination for your treatment. Without this kind of a wraparound. So we were excited about the concept, but from the very beginning, the way that they put it together had some serious, we had serious concerns about.
In order for somebody to get treatment under this model who does not have insurance, what needs to be in place?
Somebody would need to find a provider providing an opioid health home model to get that treatment, and that's been the problem. In the release that the department made, they name a number of agencies that have signed up to do this service, and they mention many more that they're in the process of signing contracts with to do this service. But the reality is there's only a couple of providers that actually are doing this service right now. The rest are really negotiating how they can make it work. And so if you're somebody trying to get this, get into an opioid health home, you have to find somebody doing it. And unfortunately, there's two that are actively doing it that I am aware of.
And how does your organization feel this money would be more productively spent?
We feel it would have been more productively spent targeting it really to the uninsured and expanding what is current capacity, more slots for folks that don't have insurance. The model of having an enhanced services is great, but people are dying every day. And had this money just been put to providing more access to people without insurance, lives would have been saved.
What are you hoping for the future with this?
I think what we would hope to see the model adjusted and adapted so that it could be a part of a behavioral health home as an add-on type of service for folks that have mental illness and substance use disorder, or as a standalone enhanced care for folks in treatment for substance use. But we really need to see the model cleaned up a little bit so that more providers are able to do it.
Do you feel that this is a symptom of a more underlying problem?
It's just been the problems where we don't have a collaborative relationship with the administration. In the past, provider community and administration worked more closely in trying to figure out how things would work, whether that be the medical provider community, the behavioral health provider community. And I think that that's unfortunate that we don't have that.
Mallory Shaughnessy is Executive Director of the Alliance for Addiction and Mental Health Services Maine. Mallory, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be on with you.